Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can find me on Spotify by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast, or you can listen to me on YouTube. Anyway, I was looking at some of the debate highlights last night with Vivek, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. And, you know, what I'm starting to notice is that I was just listening to, you know, some of the stuff Vivek was saying, and, you know, he was really going at Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, like he was really taking the gloves off, as they say in boxing. And I think it's a good thing. Now you're finally seeing Republicans start to, you know, stand up for themselves. And I'm happy that you have Republicans that are going against the old ways of doing things. I mean, normally you get folks to come up there and they're, you know, always pro-Israel or pro-this or pro-military. And I like Vivek because he was saying, like, no, we don't need to just write blank checks and give them to foreign countries, you know, and just randomly just give our money away to everybody. And we don't even know what's going on in those countries. And so I think it was amazing that he was calling, I think it was Nikki Haley out. He was calling her out on Ukraine. And, you know, just to see the look on her face was like, well, man, you know, me running for president is over right now. I mean, none of those folks on the debate stage could, you know, even come close to what he was talking about. And I think that's a good thing. I'm happy to see, you know, Republicans that don't want to keep on, you know, sending our men and women into war situations all the time. I mean, if you look at Ukraine, we gave Ukraine all this money and they keep on asking for money and they keep on asking for money. And I think there's reports that have come out that say that they're not even using the money on, you know, the war. There's been reports where I think they were saying some of the leaders in Ukraine have been taking that money and, you know, buying expensive things. And I think it was a yacht or something one guy bought. I don't know. But, you know, we can't just keep on giving these countries money, just random money, when we have homeless people in America, when we have infrastructure that's falling down, when we have, you know, so many things we could be doing with that money. And so I'm happy that we're getting back to sort of, I know people hate this term, but we're getting back to, you know, the America first type of ideology, because America can't keep on going on this way. I mean, if you look at our major cities, LA, New York City, some of our major cities that are ran by Democrats are almost turning into, like, you know, third, I'm not going to say third world countries, but, you know, when you look, go on YouTube and you look at other places and you say, well, man, America never looked like that. Our cities are starting to look like some of those places we always talk about. I mean, you look at immigrants, it was New York City immigrants sleeping on the streets. You're looking at Chicago. Finally, you know, the folks of Chicago are standing up. But we can't keep on going on this way. And look at our borders. Our borders are open. There was a video on Twitter where they even caught, I think it was some folks from China or something like that, crossing the Mexican border. Like, that's how out of hand things are getting. And I don't think any person with any common sense is going to keep supporting Joe Biden. I know black people are slowly waking up and we're saying, you know, enough is enough. I mean, Joe Biden came in with all these promises to different groups, especially black folks that vote for him. I mean, vote for the Democrats every year. And, you know, he's basically done nothing. Things have gotten worse. The job situation for black Americans has gotten worse. It's hard to start up businesses. And so all the groups that they pander to are turning against the Democrats. And I'm happy. I mean, I think that It's about time. I'm happy that people are waking up. I'm happy that you know, people are waking up and people want to see, you know, a different America. And Joe Biden isn't improving anything. Kamala Harris is improving anything. And it's a mess right now. And you know, it's so bad where you're having, you know, people that normally support the Democrats all the time, they're stepping up and saying, no, we can't take any more of this. And so, you know, I'm just happy that this quote-unquote revolution is happening. People are waking up. People are open to new ideas. And I think once we get Trump in office, regardless if people like him or not, but, you know, at least he will tell it like it is. At least he's, you know, upfront. And, you know, he just has some common sense that a lot of Republicans and Democrats don't have right now. I mean, he's somebody to come out and say, no, we need to close our border. We need to do better with jobs, a lot of different things. And, you know, they can keep on putting out bad stories about Trump and saying, oh, Trump is going to be a dictator and all this other stuff. But again, people right now will take probably a college student over Joe Biden right now. All those years of political experience, and look at the mess we're in right now. And you think about it, if, you know, let's just say, God forbid, you know, Joe Biden, he's getting older. You know, let's just say he's replaced by Kamala Harris. Could you imagine Kamala Harris being the president of the United States? It'd probably even be worse than Joe Biden. So, again, I'm happy that we have candidates out there like Vivek that are speaking out against the system. And a lot of other young Republicans are speaking out against you know, a lot of these neocons that just want to, you know, write blank checks to countries, get us in war, you know, spend, add to our debt. And I'm glad that we have a lot of smart people that are speaking out and going against this, you know, the Republican playbook of, you know, the 90s and the early 2000s. So I'm very happy right now. Again, if you're listening to this, please start a podcast. Please speak out. You know, let your voice be heard. You know, one of the reasons why I started my podcast is because, you know, I just kept on seeing, you know, what's going on in the country. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe I can add my perspective. Maybe somebody can hear something. It can inspire somebody. So, you know, just start a podcast. It's very simple. You can just grab any device that can record. You could be a voice recorder. It could be your telephone. You know, just speak out. And believe it or not, you might have a group of people that are listening, and you might inspire people to do things differently. So again, have a good afternoon, and thanks for listening.